Greetings, readers. Welcome to the August edition of Library News. We hope everyone is having a wonderful summer so far. Tales and Travels, our youth summer reading program, has been very busy this summer. They have been learning so much, creating the cutest crafts, and making some delicious food. These fun summer activities will wind down this month, so stay tuned for new and exciting programming this fall.
Summer of STEM for teens is still going strong. In July, the teens learned about ramps and what part friction and slope play in going the distance on a ramp with a skateboard. The teens also welcomed a special guest, Mike Vailey. Mike V is a professional skateboarder and singer who recently moved to Des Moines from California. He talked to the teens about his career in skateboarding and being a member of a band. The last session of Summer of STEM for Teens will be August 5th.
Now for the most popular nonfiction books downloaded from Bard last month. Mindfulness Meditations for Anxiety, 100 Simple Practices to Find Peace Right Now, DB97954 by Michael Smith. A psychologist and meditation instructor designed these 100 breathing and mindfulness exercises to reduce nervousness and fear and to develop the ability to target specific types of anxiety, whether they involve time of day, physical circumstances, or stressors like insomnia. Forward Together, an inside look at guide dog training, DB100008 by Christy Bain. The author, who has raised and trained guide dogs for 3 decades, reveals the professional methods behind teaching guide dog skills, includes explanations of a wide range of guide dog skills, how to match dogs to handlers, and teaching handlers how to work with their new guide dogs. Nomadland, Surviving America in the 21st Century, DB86971, by Jessica Bruder and Karen White. A look at the subculture of older Americans who, unable to afford either mortgages or retirement, are traveling the country in RVs, campers, and vans. Particularly examines the life of one woman as she travels between seasonal jobs and reunions with her van-dwelling friends. Some strong language.
Green Lights, DB101312, Matthew McConaughey. Memoir from Academy Award-winning actor in films, including Dazed and Confused and Dallas Buyers Club, shares his experiences and his philosophy on life. He describes green lights as the times when the universe gives us permission to try new things. Bestseller. Born a Crime, Stories from a South African Childhood, DB86608, Trevor Noah. The host of TV's The Daily Show shares his coming-of-age story as a child of a white father and black mother in South Africa. Their very union was considered a crime, and when the author was born during an apartheid, his biracial status made him an outcast. Violence, strong language, and descriptions of sex. A Promised Land, DB100966, Barack Obama. The first volume of Barack Obama's presidential memoirs, recounting his journey from youth to president of the United States of America. He discusses his early aspirations, the trajectory of his political career, landmark moments of his first term, and reflections on American politics. Bestseller.
Cased, The Origins of Our Discontents, DB100088, by Isabel Wilkerson. The Pulitzer Prize-winning author of The Warmth of Other Suns, DB71929, examines the unofficial castes and hierarchies she has observed as inherent in American society. She also discusses the 8 pillars of all caste systems and offers ways for America to move forward. Bestseller. All My Patients Have Tales, Favorite Stories from a Vet's Practice, DB68717, by Jeff Wells. Wells accounts his Iowa vet school experience and the early years of his veterinary practice in South Dakota and Colorado. Describes chasing an excrement-spewing feral cat through the clinic, treating a Tibetan yak named Jack, and realizing that an ex-Marine had fainted while Wells sutured a horse's nose. The Splendid and the Vile, A Saga of Churchill, Family, and Defiance During the Blitz, DB100054. By Eric Larson. The author of Dead Wake, DB 80936, describes Winston Churchill and London during the Blitz. He examines this dark year of London's history primarily through the domestic drama of Churchill and his family's day-to-day experiences. Bestseller. Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America, DB 100515, by Bill O'Reilly and Martin Duggart. The authors of Killing Reagan, DB 83693, and Killing the SS, DB 92889, recount the clashes between Native Americans and encroaching settlers that raged for decades. They describe Jackson's battles with the Creek Nation, Monroe's Sea to Shining Sea policy, and the Trail of Tears, and more.
Patrons often ask if we have music materials as part of our collection. The music section of the National Library Service for Blind and Print Disabled was established in 1962 and has expanded to be the largest music collection of its kind in the world. These music materials are circulated to patrons directly from the NLS headquarters in Washington, D.C., meaning they do not come from our library here in Iowa. Any patron of the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled is eligible to receive music services. The collection consists of more than 25,000 audio, braille, large print music scores, text, and other instructional materials. Musical recordings intended solely for listening pleasure are not included in the music collection, as they are readily available commercially and from public libraries. Please contact the NLS Music Section directly at 1-800-424-8567, extension 2, or by email at nlsm@loc.gov for more information or to request music materials.
The library is excited to announce that we had two finalists competing in the Braille Challenge Finals. Nathan Deeds was a finalist in the Junior Varsity category, and Con Tran was in the Apprentice category. Congratulations to both of these students. The finalists tested remotely with their TVI this year, and the live virtual award ceremony was held on July 30th. For more information, go to braillechallenge.org.
It is with deep sadness that we share that longtime volunteer narrator Judy Fausch passed away unexpectedly at the end of June. Judy narrated for the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled for over 12 years and was one of our go-to narrators. She most recently read for the cozy mystery IDB Read. She will be sorely missed, and we send our sympathies to her family and friends.
Here are some ongoing events and programs at the library. IDB Read Western on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m. Call the library to get the conference call number. Don't forget to listen to Library Chat, the library's podcast. In July, we talked about all things sports. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!